Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, boys and girls. I've got one question and one question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
And we come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Welcome inside a Target Demo Friday edition of the DA Show, boys and girls. It's a hell of a show. Coming up this hour, Javon Kearse, NFL former Pro Bowler, a.k.a. The Freak. We'll go down memory lane with him. He just had Javon Kearse night last night in Jupiter, Florida, with the Jupiter Cardinals. So we'll talk to him coming up here on the show in approximately 17 minutes from now. Currently, I am donning an Easter Bunny outfit, because it is my turn to do Death by Salsa. It is hard to hit the drop buttons with the Easter Bunny mitts on.
It looks so ridiculous.
Bogus is right. This is really heavy and really hot.
And you're wearing it with already Bogus sweat in it. No jeans either.
I went pants.
Because Bogus didn't go pants?
Correct. It's shedding. I'm hot. I hate peeps. And I fear this Death by Salsa because I've done it before. And now, after I scratched my nose, I've got fur in my mouth.
Your white headphones with the white bunny head looks like a great Bose commercial. Like the hamsters in the Kia commercials back in the day.
How did this happen? How could this happen? You can watch the proceedings at watchda.com. Could you turn on the microphone there, Bilotti? That is Robbie Rosenhaus.
Sorry.
Who was down on one knee as he saw this.
What's going on today? Should be noted, you're in a bunny costume and 12 hours you're on a flight to Peru.
Oh, this is all so bad. Okay, so why don't we try to get a take in here before the one spicy moment. Do we have a highlight from last night?
Yes.
As the Golden State Warriors had choked away a 31-point lead in game number two to the Clippers, went to Staples Center, and we got angry Kevin Durant.
Rebound tip, Draymond's got it. Back to KD, loads up another three, knocks that one down. None of the Clippers could get out there. Golden State has a 32-point lead.
Putting pressure on defense. Through post-ups, through dribble handoffs, and I think that was something that we talked about this morning, just consciously, just, you know, with the way they play, just coming off a lot of Andrew Bogut screens and, you know, sitting in the post, and if they double, guys are moving. We're just more patient tonight, you know, to sum it up.
Sorry, I tried to turn on my microphone, but my bunny mitts wouldn't allow me for a second there. That was Warriors Radio on the call. That was Kevin Durant after the game. Durant was an assassin last night. Sorry, I'm scratching my nose. It's really itchy. He truly was an assassin, and we were wondering whether Kevin Durant had Patrick Beverley inside his headspace. And last night, I think we got angry Kevin Durant. And when we get angry Kevin Durant, the Warriors are next level. And they're already next level without Kevin Durant. But with Kevin Durant doing that, forget about it. They are the Death Star. They are unbeatable. And you can take the 31-point collapse, and you can take DeMarcus Cousins being injured, and you can take the end of this run for all of these guys perhaps, and Durant leaving the offseason, and who knows what other changes happen. But I'll tell you this. If KD plays like that and flips into that assassin mode, it's impossible to beat them. And I'm including the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm including the Houston Rockets. I'm including anybody else. It's impossible to beat them when KD does that. But I'll tell you, I think this is a precursor to Kevin Durant leaving. I do, because I think he is in screw you angry mode, unhappy, joyless mode, and there's only so long he can put up with that. I think Kevin Durant doesn't want to be Michael Jordan. He is not wired like Michael Jordan. He's not a ruthless competitor. He's not a heartless, cutthroat guy. I think he likes joy, he likes happiness, and he likes being liked. He really does. That's obvious. He's sensitive. He cares about perception. He likes being liked. Last night was actually the great side and the bad side of Kevin Durant doing that at Golden State. It shows you when he flips into that mode, how are you going to stop it? He got any shot he wanted last night. He carried that team. The rest of the team could do nothing, didn't have to do anything except stand around and watch. But it is a precursor to why he's going to leave. He's going to leave because that's not who he wants to be all the time. And he feels like right now the world is against him, waiting for him to fail. Beverly's in his head. Where is he going to leave? Is he too sensitive? When's he going to go? His teammates have to answer all these questions about it. And so the anger boils. And it's almost like Darth telling Luke, come to the dark side. I am your father. The Warriors like angry KD because it allows them to look like that last night. But KD ultimately doesn't want to be angry KD. Not all the time. Not all the time. And I think he feels like he's painted into the corner. Now, he's really sensitive. He's got, pardon my expression, wearing this costume, bunny ears. He hears everything. He cares about everything far too much. But last night was a tour de force for the best pure scorer in the NBA. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS. Do the takes come off hotter or colder wearing this costume?
I honestly couldn't hear a word you just said about Durant. Because
you've been talking?
All I'm looking at is the ears flopping as you try to explain. Boy, oh boy. DA tries to adjust the headphones with... Oh, there you go. That's a better look for the ears.
Ah, good. So the headphones are now in front of the ears, and the ears are pulled back a little bit. And Huge Freeze now joins us in studio once again. Bogish, how are you feeling now?
You know what? I actually feel, knock on whatever made up this desk, I feel pretty good right now. I don't know, like my mouth isn't burning anymore. Things have settled further deep.
Well, and it's the dopamine drip after you have survival. Once you realize you've survived,
okay.
Yes, your brain goes into, wow, this is exciting. It's euphoria once you realize you've survived a death-defying experience.
And I'll be honest, I was actually looking less forward to walking around the office in that costume, meeting people and embarrassing myself, and it was fun. Everyone was happy we were there. They were smiling, joking around,
oh,
excited to take candy.
Oh,
so like, yeah, I'm fired up.
Oh,
joy
good.
Brought to everybody's day in the office.
Is that right?
Scared one woman. We scared one woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, before I go, Huge is here to serenade us. Is there another song you'd like to sing?
I didn't have anything specifically prepared.
That's okay.
But,
you could just wish me well.
Yeah, I do wish you well there. And, you know, I know that you went through this last year, so you're definitely prepared for it this year. So I definitely have more faith in you than I did Bogish going into this.
Well, Bogish also, he went with the Nesquik. Is that right?
I did. I couldn't find actual milk this morning, so I went chocolate milk.
A protein plus Nesquik.
Again, I wanted regular milk, couldn't find it. Chocolate milk, couldn't find it. Everything has extra protein in it now.
It is what Al Horford drinks after a big game.
Yeah.
So if you're watching, if you want to check out the proceedings as I do, My Death by Salsa, Paying Off the Bet, go to watchda.com. Available on any device right now, watchda.com.
All right.
Now, what do you got? You've got milk and you've got ice cream?
So I actually am taking a page out of Huge Freeze's book. I went with ice cream. I couldn't find just straight vanilla, so this is mint chocolate shake.
It's very smart play. Very, very smart play. Like the 4-6 defense. Very smart.
Mint chocolate chip from Ben & Jerry's. Miraz, what do you think about this?
I think it's a bold move. Plus, it'll freshen your breath as well with the mint, which I find interesting. And you have the milk as well. Look, here's the bottom line, folks. DA is now a veteran, and you never want to be a veteran at hot salsa eating, but he absolutely is. And I do find it, and we shouldn't sweep this under the rug, you two going pancakes and syrup here as the peep.
Did it matter?
It didn't matter, but definitely take one bite. It's going to chew that one down, then chase the initial with the back half of the peep. But then that's it. The second peep was the worst thing I did in that whole post-eating.
This is unbelievable. Yeah. I actually just sniffed this and a little bit got on my upper lip.
Yeah.
And my upper lip is now tingling.
Yeah.
It's really hot.
Oh, I remember my tongue being the worst part of it all. Yeah. I think tongue and throat.
All right. So DA now sniffing the peep. We line up. It is a pancake and syrup. It's brown with a darker browner nose left to right on your radio.
Pancakes and syrup. Pancakes and syrup actually smell like the table syrup you get at Perkins.
Okay.
Yes. Wow.
Well played, Tiger.
Hopefully it tastes like something at Perkins.
Let's
DA
go.
Is now dipping the peep. Okay. Make sure we get a good chunk in there.
I want you to make sure that I is this.
That is more than
more
satisfying.
Than
yes. Yep.
You're definitely not waffling.
Okay, I want to make sure everybody knows that I pay off my bets.
No, we know that now.
This is a big piece of pepper or tomato that's in here.
All right.
Godspeed.
Here we go.
Welcome to the club.
Again. DA Bunny costume on, takes a bite.
Wow.
The entire salsa goes in the mouth in one bite. As Bogish mentioned, he is already pounding. Already pounding. No stopping of the feet like there was last year. He has gone to the milk. It's a Clover Farms vitamin D milk. Milk is now dripping down his chin. He could not get a clean pour. I think he went whole carton there.
Did Miss Lippy bring you that milk?
He's now puffing his breath out.
Uh-oh.
He can't speak.
Wow.
He can't speak. Lips are quivering.
It
he's thrown
like he's
down the other peep. He's popped in the rest of the peep.
He doubled up.
I had to finish that peep.
Yeah. All right. He finished the peep. Now there's a gag. There is a cough. He's looking for a spoon. And the ice cream, I think he did a good job of here, putting it out 10 minutes early. We have a slight melt, which I think will help him. He goes right in, tan plastic spoon into the mint chip.
That's got to feel good. Got to feel good.
It's a look of perplexness on DA's face.
You're
and
repulsed.
Unexpectedness.
It's convulsing.
And now he's kicking the feet. Now he's kicking the feet.
Oh.
See, here's the thing here. In the strategy, he's going small bites of ice cream, not
let's
one
go.
Big glop.
Let's go.
Oh, yes.
Let's go.
Wow, Chicago called. You are the inspiration. How about that?
He's taunting Huge Freeze with the let's go from last year, but now both hands pressed against the table, a squinting look as if he's just had the wind knocked out of him.
Man.
The bunny ears themselves are now switching.
Oh,
there is shaking.
Oh, wow.
There is red in his face. The eyes just bulged out. Another small bite of ice cream. And now he stood up.
He's making room for things.
And here comes the back. The back is hunched over. The chiropractor he mentioned earlier in the week might need a second visit before this flight to Peru. I see a piece of mint chip left on his tongue. He's not getting all the ice cream down.
Oh, my God.
Weird grunting. Weird moaning. I'd keep that to yourself and not use that when you hand out the candy later on.
The distant stare in your eyes is a little off-putting.
Yes. Yeah. And I can notice a little red getting to the tips of his fingers, almost like that scene in Invincible where they go to do that scene where they smack each other.
His eyes are all red.
Tongue hanging out. He's starting to look like a rabbit.
Wow.
My whole mouth is on fire right now.
This is the look of a rabbit the moment he sees a Mitsubishi as he goes to cross a parkway, folks. It's just fear. Worry. Hand now holding. That can't be good to put his hand near his mouth the way he is.
My whole mouth is still on fire.
Is the ice cream helping? Can we get a look? The ice cream is helping.
Ice cream is helping. Okay.
The ice cream was, much better than the milk. The milk was room temperature.
I told you the ice cream was the way to go. I ate a whole quart of it last year.
Leave it in there.
So we're learning ice cream on top of the death by salsa, kind of like wearing long spikes on a very wet grass field in Chicago in December.
My back is sweating right now.
That's my fault, probably.
Oh.
So now Andrew Bogut and DA both have the same sweat going on in this suit.
We're so never doing this again.
This is so hot. Why do they make this salsa so hot?
It's not fair. It makes no sense.
So now DA breathing heavily, and let's not forget we have Javon the Freak Curse coming up to follow this.
Wow.
Ice cream. I don't understand why he's not going bigger scoops of ice cream here.
I'm trying to get the melty part up top.
Okay. Let it sit on your tongue for a little bit, like a little pool.
It. He's eating ice cream like a 2-year-old who just got done playing with the peg thing at Friendly's.
Yeah, gargle with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know you're right. Oh, the worst is over.
Worst is over. He's declared the worst is over.
Okay. I wouldn't do that.
He's through the eye of the hurricane.
We will need to get a post-game presser. We don't know if this is worse or better than last time. He definitely came more prepared with the ice cream. We can at least acknowledge that. And that's the tip of the hat to Huge Freeze. Like, he was onto something a year ago at DA Falls. So it's kind of like the Wildcat offense. If things work, you want to follow. Sean McVay disciples getting hired. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what this is like.
Right. And Tim Tebow was the bagel.
Right. Exactly.
Oh.
Did the pancake and syrup matter at all?
No, you don't even taste. Taste the peep.
You don't taste the peep.
It could be any flavor peep.
Yeah,
the sauce is so overpowering.
It could be anything.
It could have been a regular marshmallow, and it would have been the same thing.
I will say, I think the peep actually helps slightly from the tortilla chip because it must absorb something
like a sponge for sure. It's sliding right off the chip.
The tortilla chip was basically like eating it off of a shovel. It was just like pouring it right.
Bad. Right. Or Robbie's fork every night.
4 times a day.
Okay. I got to go to break. We got to get the curse.
Yeah.
We got to get the freak on.
We're going to be a little late to the freak.
remember the Titan.
Who is the freak? You're eating. You're wearing a bunny suit right now.
You must remember the Titan.
All right. Javon Curse, the freak, coming up next.
Value, big upside.
Yeah, be here all day, big boy. Come on, bring it.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. It's a Target Demo Friday, boys and girls. Where are you at? What are you doing? And how are you listening? Let us know by tweeting at me, DA on CBS, or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDAShow. So glad you're with us. 20 years ago, if you can imagine, it's been that long since the draft of the quarterback. 1999, Tim Couch went number one overall. Donovan McNabb went number two, and Akili Smith went number three. Three picks, three quarterbacks. Dante Culpepper and Cade McNown also drafted in the top half of the first round. That was all before a huge prospect, huge, I mean, literally. Nearly 6'5", 262, coming out of the Florida Gators program and into the NFL draft. At number 16, the Tennessee Titans took Javon Curse. And Curse would help lead that team to the Super Bowl that year. He was the defensive rookie of the year. He was a first-team All-Pro and ended up making the Pro Bowl his first three seasons in the NFL. Last night was Javon Curse night at the Palm Beach Cardinals in Jupiter, Florida. And he joins us here on the show. Javon, how we doing, man? Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. I'm doing good, man. Enjoying some of this Florida sun down here.
That's what I'm talking about. Big Easter weekend coming up. And last night, to be in front of some fans again and to be able to have a night that honored you and your career, what was that like?
Oh, it was fun, man. I mean, they showed me a lot of love around the stadium. And it is down here in the state of Florida, so I ran into a bunch of Florida Gator fans, and I ran into some Eagles fans as well as Titan fans. So it was a lot of fans came out. It was a fun atmosphere, great weather.
You're a North Fort Myers kid, and I worked in Fort Myers, and I've seen high school football in Fort Myers in the area. And boy, not only does Fort Myers and that part of Florida develop
all pros, it provides, it develops Hall of Famers. I mean, Deion Sanders and others coming out of there, Edgerrin James was a Mockley, et cetera. Your high school games, I'm sure they were some pretty badass games with some unbelievable talent that you played against, right?
Actually, it was. As far as in the area, maybe one or two more guys like that was in my class. Let me see. You got Jamie German. I played against him, and I actually went to the same high school at the time. I can't think of like guys off top right now, but at least maybe three or four more guys that I played against in my area, like during my 4 years in high school, made it to the NFL. And then after that, it was like a plethora of guys that made it to the NFL.
No doubt about it. That area of Florida is just amazing in terms of college football talent, NFL talent. Javon Kirsch joins us this morning on the show. I can't believe it's been 20 years since you were drafted by the Tennessee Titans. Does it feel that long to you?
No, it does not feel that long. I mean, that draft period, like when you spoke about all the quarterbacks going first, it was one of those drafts, like drafts of need, and I felt like I was on the board like for eternity, and I finally got my phone call from Jeff Fisher, and it lifted some weight off my shoulders. But then at that point there, I was like, you know what, I got my foot in the door now, and now it's time for me to just go ahead and just kick the door off the hinges, which is the kind of way I kind of treated my first year and then every year after that.
You had 14 and a half sacks that rookie season, burst upon the scene. The Titans end up going to the Super Bowl. You're named Defensive Rookie of the Year. Did you take it personally where you were drafted? When you went up against those quarterbacks that were drafted ahead of you for your career, did you take that personally and try to knock their heads off because of it?
Yes, I did. I've been talking to a lot of younger guys that are in the draft now. And basically I told them, like, it doesn't matter where you get drafted. That's just getting your foot in the door. Like, the rest is on you, because, like, you got to find a way to motivate yourself. So with me personally, by me just that they were doing the draft that time, like maybe it's about 15 minutes a pick. And that 15 minutes just seemed like it was like 15 whole days. Like I said, like, it was a bunch of quarterbacks that went before me, but like when I took my visits during the draft process, you know, I visited at least maybe four or five teams, and they were all like in the top 10. So I'm thinking top 10. And then even the night before the draft, I got like a bunch of messages, phone calls. And then, like, all these teams were making sure that they had my right number, like, to contact me on draft day. And they were all, like, top 10 teams. So I was thinking top 10. And then, like, once it fell out the top 10, I'm like, you know what? This is going to be my motivation. Like, no matter where I get picked now, my motivation is going to be the teams that pass me up. Like, even though you need the quarterback, I know you got to draft a need, but still – I want to make you feel like, man, like, we really should have went for this Javon Kirsch kid.
Javon Kirsch joins us this morning here on the show, three-time Pro Bowler, and that rookie season that you have, you guys go all the way to the Super Bowl. Was that a pretty magical, magic carpet ride type season to have in year number one in the league?
It seriously was. If we would have won the Super Bowl, like, it would have been still, it was a pretty good movie script. But if we would have won the Super Bowl, it would have been like maybe like a movie script like in Disney or something. Like, it would have been like a fairy tale ending. But that season itself was like, it was lots of fun, because I mean, I joined a team that went 8-8, maybe three seasons in a row. And it's like they were just like at that midpoint, like just needed just something to turn the corner. And I'm not going to say it was only me, but just but I felt like I was a part of the chemistry of that team that just like got us like over that hump. And then it was a fun season. Like, it's like we'll win three games and then lose and then win three more games. and then lose, and then win three more games and lose, and then we like end up like winning out. So I think we ended up like maybe like 13-3 that season, which was a magical season because like I was like I had a chance to play with some of the guys that I was watching like in college, like the Steve McNair's, the Eddie Georges. So like when I got to the team, I was like a kid. I was just happy to be there, just enjoying the moment. But then once I hit the ground running, it's like not the guys like now, like you just can't be a kid. Now you can't be a kid. You got to be a man. And like I grew up fast, and it led us to the Super Bowl, and then we had some pretty good seasons after that as well.
You were on that 1996 national championship team at Florida. You were the 1998 SEC Defensive Player of the Year. Throughout all of your games, both college and the NFL, what quarterback did you enjoy sacking the most?
Oh, man. I mean, I want to go with Mark Brunell because, like, that with Mark Brunell, when he was the quarterback of the Jaguars, because then that tied in together my college career as well as my professional career because, like, going back to play in Jacksonville, it's about maybe like an hour and a half drive from Gainesville. And then that was like when all of my family came up to the game. And it's like I played for free in that game. Like I would literally like get my family and friends at least 30 tickets. So that was what I'm taking care of. Birthdays, I'm taking care of Christmas presents, even wedding presents, Valentine's, like all the presents. Or like in that Jacksonville game, and like we always had pretty good success in Jacksonville. A close friend of mine, Fred Taylor, was playing for Jacksonville, so I always had a good time going down there sacking Mark Brunell.
That's fantastic. Last night at the Palm Beach Cardinals in Jupiter, Florida, they honored Javon Kearse with Javon Kearse Night, and certainly deserving, 3-time Pro Bowler, SEC Defensive Player of the Year. Went to the Super Bowl rookie season as Rookie of the Year and joining us this morning on the show. Javon, it is so cool to catch up with you, my man. Thanks so much for going down memory lane with us. It's great to see you get honored last night. Those guys do a great job. They're a class organization of Palm Beach Cardinals. So thanks for joining us this morning, my man.
Thanks for having me on, man. I had a great time yesterday. Look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
Right on. We would love that. Javon Kearse joining us, the freak, here on the DA Show. That is very cool. When we come back, Target Demo Friday. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Open now for brunch.
You know, DA, as we all get older, you know, you look back at the young party days, those were like our wienerships. And as you get older, maybe the getaways with your friends become a little calmer. That's what yesterday felt like. It felt like a maturity experience.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And a happy Target Demo Friday to you, boys and girls. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Dock. Thanks for putting up with our shenanigans each and every day, 9 until noon Eastern Time, 6 until 9 Pacific, here on all the great CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 206, and listen on your phone at radio.com, on Apple Music, and on the CBS Sports app. And you can always watch us at watchda.com. If you missed the visuals of today's Death by Salsa in the Easter Bunny outfit, you'll be able to catch that on YouTube. We'll post that on YouTube and then publish that and push it out on social after the show. Senor Pantleg tweets, DA, very insightful interview with Mark Zinno regarding the Alliance. It put into perspective what a cluster you know what it really was. There's a small pit in my stomach. It's gone, and there's no way the XFL and its circus owner will ever fill that void. Let's hope for an NFL spring league someday. Arthur tweets, wow, Bogus sounded so professional on Taz the Moose interviewing Tony Dungy that it all eroded on the DA Show with your Death by Salsa bit. We tend to do that. We tend to take things and people that were once very respectable, tear them down, bury them, credibility buried forever. And I always like to say, take your family seriously, take your work seriously, don't take yourself seriously. And that's what we try to do here on the DA Show, make sure we don't take each other too seriously or ourselves, because life is too short to be too serious. But I will say that Mraz, woven into the fabric of today's show with Death by Salsa, was a couple of very interesting and insightful interviews. We had Cam Atkinson of the Columbus Blue Jackets, who just pulled off one of the great upsets ever in hockey history, perhaps sports history. We had Javon Kurse, the Freak, 20 years after being drafted and being the NFL Rookie of the Year. And we had a pretty insightful interview with Mark Zeno about the end of the Alliance. Combine that with Easter Bunny outfits, Bogish passing out the sweets and treats, and Death by Salsa, and a huge freeze singing. I would have to say today's show in the annals of weirdness might have topped all weirdness ever from top to bottom.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that could really make this thing go over the top is if in the next 2 minutes Art Garfunkel calls in. I think then we really would have hit every check.
Come on.
Mike tweets, is eating the salsa in the bunny suit like getting ridiculously drunk while being already hot? Curiously, want to know possible future prank I may have to play. It's really hot inside this bunny outfit, and then to add on to it, eating Death by Salsa makes it super, super hot. Yes, it's really sweaty and hot and uncomfortable. Very much so. Let's get to your Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. DA, do you think you will ever eat hot salsa on a bet ever again on this show? That is from Mike in Tucson. My answer right now is no. I don't want to go through this pain and hell ever again. I've done it 2 years in a row. I do not want to do it. My stomach hates me. My body is internally convulsing. No. However, our friends at the Pepper Palace, who fashioned us not one but two jars of Death by Salsa 2 years in a row, gave me something new when I was at the Final Four called The End. And it is hot sauce. It's just a little bottle of hot sauce. And it comes in a book. And the book gives you the stages of pain. And apparently it's like 200 times hotter than the Carolina Reaper. And I don't want to ever do anything like this again because I don't ever want to have to pay this price ever again because it is truly a punishment. But we have The End. And 1 year from now, for a March Madness bracket, I can't say I don't want to see one of you fools finally have to pay up as well and eat fire, essentially, guzzle fire on tacos or nachos or something else. I'm dying for the day that Mraz and his smiling face bragging about taking Baylor has to eat fire. Begging. Let's get to your Target Demo Friday.
It's a 3-hour black hole block party. Here's what our listeners are doing as they connect to the mothership.
Christy tweets in, DA, I love listening and watching to the DA show from Norco in California. Thanks for the laughs, you guys. It's the only thing we can provide. Hank tweets, first time I've ever streamed watchda.com and so glad I did. Death by Salsa has been hilarious. Y'all are freaking awesome.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Hemsky is in Tucson, morning DA, listening to the Death by Salsa ship on radio.com. Spending time with family for Easter, that means I'll be drinking. Hopefully y'all have a good weekend. Enjoy your trip with the Bourbon Bell. Hashtag pretty sick.
Pretty sick.
Mike tweets, another Friday at work, driving through Baltimore, being highly entertained on my next radio app. Sorry, DA and Bogish. Hashtag your misery, my amusement. Matt tweets, top of the morning, DA, watching the show at watchda.com, getting a kick out of Bogish in the Easter Bunny outfit as I travel on the Amtrak for a job workshop tomorrow from Boston to Hartford. Now we need Mraz to dress up as a leprechaun. Hashtag beam me up. Mike tweets, that Bogish is one sexy beast in that costume. If I saw him in a bar and had a few drinks in me, I just may be tempted.
She's a bad girl, Damon.
Dude.
Arthur tweets, actually, Joshua tweets, SiriusXM, Channel 206, I'm eating peeps and Death by Salsa in a Santa Claus suit because every day is Christmas. Also, the red coat helps so I don't have to scrub so hard when I cough up blood from the salsa. Love the show. Thanks for making the workday go by faster.
This room smells of BO.
Michael adds in, DA, I live in South Texas and have eaten extremely hot salsa. I feel your pain. I also laughed so hard I had tears in my eyes. I'm streaming at watchda.com getting ready for Easter. Peace.
Oh, okay.
Alex tweets, wow, Bogues, that was indeed your death by salsa face. It says it all.
What were the chances you'll be throwing up before the show was through?
Boomer tweets, Bogish had to be a hot, sweaty mess in that rabbit suit. Oh, he was.
All right.
And I feel it.
Pretty sick.
Aaron in true NorCal tweets, DA, now you put on the suit after Bogish has been sweating at it. Hashtag death by salsa.
Peeps with salsa.
Myron tweets, ha, 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 ha. Hashtag death by salsa. Hashtag funny rabbit.
Salsa in the light.
Craig tweets, I couldn't access watchda.com, but the bunny play-by-play is making me cry. Hashtag, you need to dress like this.
Pretty sick.
Fernando tweets, good morning from Vegas. 80 degrees and it's barbecue weekend. Listening on CBS Sports Radio 1140. Happy Easter to all.
That's very good, Damon.
John on Facebook, today's show is so great I can't stop laughing. You guys, the whole gang, constantly raise the bar around here.
What you think about that, DA?
There's a bar in far Bombay.
And Lonnie tweets, I'm in Arizona at work watching at watchda.com. Got to say, Bogues looks good in the bunny suit. Have a great weekend, guys. My question is, with Mraz, Pete the Body, and Huge Freeze, three bald white guys in the same room, you guys all look related. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Death by Salsa. I'm watching at watchda.com. That's all, folks. And that's your Target Demo Friday this morning, boys and girls. Thank you so much for weighing in. As always, our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance, too. Get it all, geico.com. It's always fun when you get to do something like this because there builds a crowd on the other side of the glass to watch you look like an idiot. What did it sound like? Here's what it sounded like with Bogish and I eating Death by Salsa using nothing but Easter peeps in a Easter bunny costume.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Puts it up to his mouth, bites half of the peep, just the part of the peep with the salsa.
It's terrible. It's bad. It's getting worse.
Salsa in the light.
It's getting significantly worse.
Yeah, it's really bad. Now he's going to go to the Nesquik. His hands are trembling.
Yeah, when's it going to stop? You said it was like 5 minutes?
This is the train schedule. Exchanging glances, wondering with each bite.
Now he's gargling with Nesquik. I mean,
it really is.
You'll be throwing up.
The A bunny costume on, takes a bite. Wow. The entire salsa goes in the mouth. Yeah. And one bite, as Bogish mentioned, he is already pounding. He goes right in, tan plastic spoon into the mint chip.
That's got to feel good. Got to feel good.
It's a look of perplexness on DA's face.
Looks like they're watering something in your smiles.
You're a pulse. And unexpectedness.
It's convulsing.
And now he's kicking the feet. Now he's kicking the feet. Oh. See, here's the thing here. In his strategy, he's going small bites of ice cream, not one
go.
Big block.
Let's go.
Oh, yes.
Let's go.
Wow, Chicago called. You are the inspiration. How about that?
He's taunting Huge Freeze with the let's go from last year, but now both hands pressed against the table, a squinting look as if he's just had the wind knocked out of him.
Man. The DA and Bogus eating salsa in the line.
Bunny ears themselves are now switching. There is shaking. Oh, wow. There is red in his face. The eyes just bulged out. And now he stood up.
He's making room for things.
And here comes the back. The back is hunched over. The chiropractor he mentioned earlier in the week might need a second visit before this flight to Peru. I see a piece of mint chip left on his tongue. He's not getting all the ice cream down.
Fun was just a glance away. Warm, embracing dance away. Oh, my God.
Weird grunting, weird moaning. I'd keep that to yourself and not use that when you hand out the candy later on.
The distant stare in your eyes is a little off-putting.
Yes.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Death by Salsa is so hot. It's so painful. I can't believe I did this 2 years in a row. So let me just also explain what is happening next week. I'm out of here. Back in November, I planned a trip to Peru. I'm going to do some hikes, going to go see some soccer in Lima. Super excited. Wonderful place. I've been there once before, 6 years ago. Kind of a second time in a lifetime I'll ever be able to do this. So I took it off without realizing it was NFL draft week. We got all the way to like last month, and Mraz is like, do you realize it's draft week? And I said, I did not. Sorry, my bad. So next week, unfortunately, I'm out. I know, bad timing. But my payback, my punishment, my payment is I now have to get on an international flight after eating Death by Salsa and Peeps in the morning. Because my flight is tonight. So wish me luck, please. I'll need this desperately. Who knows what's going to happen over international waters? Cramps, vomiting, air sickness, all of this. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer of The DA Show. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Andrew Bogish, what a good sport he is, on your headlines. And Andrew Kaplan, who did unbelievable work today on the simulcast at WatchDA.com. Be good and be good to one another. Have a wonderful Easter, wonderful holiday weekend, and I'll see you in a week. The Mothership disconnects.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.